Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to the broadcast and hoping and praying that it will give you some encouragement. It will give you a better determination than just to run on. It will give you more faith, more understanding of God's Word. And most of all, it will give you strength and it will give you peace. My church home, if you don't have a church home, you're welcome to come and be with us at Living Water Restoration Church. And we are located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our morning service is from 8 to 10. The Bishop Charles Shealy, Junior Pastor Evangelist Ann Shealy. If you're in that area or you just want a place to come and worship and have a good time in the name of the Lord, feel free to come and sit in and just be in our service, enjoy the songs and enjoy the preaching and teaching and whatever goes on in the house of God that is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. We're going to do a prayer and then we're going to get right into the Word. Let us pray. Abba, Father God Almighty, God of the Most High, everlasting, everlasting, King of kings and Lord of lords, Mary's baby, we come to you with bowed heads and an humble spirit today, realizing that you're God and beside you there's no other. Thanking you for our life, our health, and our strength. So many went to sleep and didn't even wake up this morning. We thank you that you woke us all up to a brand new day. Lord God, a day that we've never seen and we'll never see again. You clothe us in our right mind, giving us activity all our limbs. Lord, we just say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. You kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Danger seen and danger unseen, Lord. There is none like you. And we look the whole world through. There's none like you, none that can heal the sick, none that can raise the dead, none that can clean your lepers, Lord, none that can cast out demons, none that can give sight to the blind, none that can make the lame walk, none that can make the dumb talk, nobody but you, Lord. There's none like you. You is my divine teacher. You is my great physician. You is my hope when I don't see no hope. You is my way when I don't see no way, Lord. All I need lies in thee. Strengthen us while we may be weak. Build us up while we may be torn down. You are the leaning post when we are not strong, Lord God. When we're going through, you give us peace. That's a path that I don't understand. If we keep our mind stayed on thee, you will keep us in perfect peace. Lord, you is our peacemaker, Lord. You are our troubleshooter, Lord God. You are our all in all. You are our best friend, a friend that stick closer than a brother, Lord God. We know that you are able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Is there anything too hard for you? The answer is no, Lord God. We're going to continue to look to you. We're going to continue to look to the hill from whence cometh our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord God, who made the heaven and who made the earth, who made man in his own image and likeness, Lord God. Gave all that you had for us, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you how you became sin for us that we may be made the righteousness of God. Thank you. Because you paid for it all on the hills of Calvary. Lord, we ask you to please bless the one in the nursing home, the one incarcerated, that sinner man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord. Touch them and turn them around, Lord God, before it's everlasting too late. Let them realize that the wages of sin is death, the gift of God's eternal life. Let them know that they need somebody. They need somebody to bring them out, Lord. They need a healing, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God. Don't forget about the one in the nursing home, which I know you'll never forget, Lord God. Just breathe on them, Lord God. Let them know that they are not alone, Lord God. Let them realize that someone cares and that you cares for them, Lord, that you love them, Lord God, that you haven't forgot them, Lord God, because you love them, Lord God. And one incarcerated, Lord God, just be with them. Some are guilty and some are not, Lord God. You know the ones that are not guilty, Lord God. I'm asking you through your divine revelation. Bring them out, Lord God. Bring them through, Lord God. Just touch them. Touch them. And we know just one touch from you will make everything all right. You touch the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You heal her. By her faith, she was healed, Lord God. Give us the faith that we need. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Lord God, we need you. We cannot get along without you. Lord God, we're coming up in a mean and unfriendly world. Men, women, boys, and girls that just want to do right. But give us all a do right mind. Give us all a better determination to run on and see what they ain't going to be, Lord God. Lord, we need your help down here, Lord God. The White House needs you, Lord God. Senate, the Congress, representative, we all need you, Lord God. Touch our president. Touch his mind, Lord God. We know that his mind is not right. Touch his mind and touch his heart. Let him look to you, Lord God. Let him lean and depend on you, Lord God. Let him run this country in the manner you want it to be run. And he can't do it without you. Because you said in your word, without me, you can do nothing. Lord, I am nothing without you, Lord God. With you, all things are possible, Lord God. And I know you will fix whatever needs to be fixed. You will save who wants to be saved. You will keep who needs to be kept. Lord, and just keep us in your divine care. Watch over us. Protect us, Lord. Breathe on us. Let your Holy Spirit continue to reign within your people. Because you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Lord God, if you were holy, we know that we got to be holy too. And we know only the pure in heart shall see God. We can have a pure heart without your spirit, Lord God. We need your Holy Spirit. We need more of you and less of me, Lord God. There's nothing good in the flesh, Lord God. Kill this flesh. Crucify it, Lord God. Put it to death, Lord God. Lord, just have mercy. We praise you. Let my words be yours and yours be mine. My thoughts be your thoughts, Lord God. Not what I say, but what you say. You, your servant Dorothy, in a manner that you've never used her before, Lord God. Take me higher in you, higher than I've never been before. More your anointing, more your spirit, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation in my heart, be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. He is so merciful. I just thank him for his grace and his mercy. New mercies every day. And we're talking about God's power and your weakness. I'm going to use that. I'm going to say our weakness. Because we are weak. But God is so strong. One thing about it, God knew that we was going to go through down here. If you haven't gone through, just keep on living. And you will go through. God have no respect to person. If I went through, you're going to go through. God is awesome. We are weak, and we need him every single day in our life. We need him to wake us up and start us on our way. God knew us from the beginning. He knew our weakness, and he knew our strong. But he knows that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, propitiation for our sin. And not our only, but for the sin of the whole world. The world have gotten so wicked. We need to turn back to God. Pray, humble ourselves, and seek his face, and ask for forgiveness. He will forgive our sin. He will heal the land. The land needs a spiritual awakening. Nobody want to do what God wants them to do. We all want to have it our way or no way. But it's not our way. It's God's way. God power and our weakness. 2 Corinthians 9:12-10b. Said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 13:4. Though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived by the power of God. But we are also weak in him, but we should live with him by the power of God towards you. When we are weak, that's when we are strong. Why? Because in our weakness, we learn how to call on God, how to depend on God, to trust in God, have faith in God, and knowing that God will bring us through. We learn how to pray, but we never know how to pray. When you get in trouble, I guarantee you, you know how to pray. You know how to call on God. Because he's the only one that can help you and bring you through. Paul had a weakness. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And they say a messenger of Satan to buff him, lest I should be exalted above measures. But this thing I besought the Lord, I went to the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace, that a mighty gift. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity. Power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmity and reproach and necessity and persecution and distress. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Usually we deny our weakness. We defend them. We make excuses for them. We hide them. We resent them. Know what this do? This prevents God from using them the way he desires. God has a different perspective on our weakness. He said, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. We think that God only wants to use our strength. That's not true. But he also wants to use our weakness for his glory, so that he may be glorified. And he will get the glory. Prayerfully chose what the world considered weak in order to shame the powerful. Our weakness is not an accident. God, he deliberately allowed them in your life for the purpose of demonstrating his power through you. A weakness is any limitation that you inherit or have no power to change. It may be a physical limitation, like a handicap, got no power to change it. It may be a chronic illness, naturally low energy, or the disability. Admit your weakness. Say, Lord, I am weak, but you are so strong. Lord, I'm a liar. I'm a murderer. I'm a fornication. Lord, but you know my weakness. I need you to help me. I can't do it alone. But with you, all things are possible. Own up to your weakness. Stop pretending you have it all together. Some of us, we pretend like we got it going on. We ain't got nothing going on. Without God, we can do nothing. We are nobody without God. Be honest about yourself. We don't want to be honest. We want to fool ourselves. The first was Peter who said to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The second confession was Paul said, "We are only human beings like you. If you want God to use you, you must know who God is and know who you are." Many Christians, especially leaders, forget the second truth. We are only human. If it takes a crisis to get you to admit this, God won't hesitate to allow it because he loves you. Paul gives us several reasons to be content with our unborn weakness. First, they cause us to depend on God. Paul said, "I'm quite happy about the thorn, but when I'm weak, then I'm strong. The less I have, the more I depend on God." When we don't have nothing, when we broke, when we don't see no way through, when our hope is almost gone, we learn how to pray. Then we learn how to give it to God. Then we learn how to depend on God. Then we learn how to trust God. Whenever we are weak, God is reminding you to depend on him. That you don't have to go it alone. I go through it with you, whatever it is that you're going through. Don't give up. Hold on to my unchanging hand. Don't let go. Don't let go of your faith. Just keep on trusting in God because he will bring you through out of any weakness that you have. He will give you strength and he will see you through. When you think you can't take no more, then he step in at the appointed time and make everything all right. He'll give you strength and let you know you can go on. I'm going with you. I'm going to take you by the hand. I'm going to lead you through this situation. You're not alone. I won't leave you, and I'm not going to forsake you because you are mine. You belong to me. You are my child, and I'm not going to see you hurt for so much because I love you. But I want you to know that I am God, and you must depend on me. Like a newborn baby, depend on the small. You got to depend on me. You got to give it to me and let me handle it. You got to cast all your care upon me because I care for you. I love you. I don't want to see you suffering. There were some great men in the Bible. Moses' weakness was his temper. Sometimes we don't have no kind of self-control. It caused him to kill an Egyptian and hide him in the sand. Struck the rock. Broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments. Yet God used Moses. He was one of the greatest leaders that ever lived. Gideon weakness, he had low self-esteem. He started off this battle with 32,000 men. God cut it down to 300 men. They won the battle against the Midianites. God wanted him and them to know that it wasn't them. It was not by their strength, but by his. He fought the battle for them because they was too weak to fight the battle. So God stepped in at the appointed time. Abraham, the father of faith, his weakness was fear. Fear, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and that of a sound mind. Fear has torment in it. It will torment you to death. Fear. Abraham feared. He lied about his wife being his sister. He protect himself, but God transformed Abraham unto the father of those who have faith. Weak will Peter became a rock. On this rock, the adulterous David became a man after God on heart. You see how God can use our weakness? You can be a whoremonger, a murderer, an adulteress, a fornicator, a junkie, a winehead, a prostitute, but God can turn it all around and use you. Don't count God cheap because he able to turn it around. He able to keep you. He's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. He can use anyone he desires to use because God is going to get the glory. John was one of the arrogant son of thunder, became the apostle of love. Just like I said, God can use anybody specialized in turning weakness into a strength. Where I'm weak, thou art so strong. And I know you're able to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. God have not forgot. He's going to turn your weakness into strength. He wants to take your greatest weakness and transform it and change it and turn it around. When you reveal your failure, your feeling, your frustration, your fear, you risk rejection. But the benefits are worth the risk. Opening up relieves stress that fuses your fears, and it's the first step to your freedom. God loves us even though he knows what we are weak. Jesus died, took all our sins, all our weakness upon himself. He knew we was weak. He knew we was lost. He knew we was sinner, but we saved by his grace. And he did what he had to do. No one took his life. He laid it down. He said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. We can do nothing apart from God. We are so weak, but God is so strong. Every weakness we have, and he wants to get the glory out of every one of them. Joshua was weak. Sometimes we need to be encouraged, and sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we get depressed, we get down. But that's the time we need to pray and ask God to give us the strength and give us the faith and let us trust and believe that he's going to give us peace, that joy, peace and happiness in the Lord. He can give you all that. He wants you to be happy. He wants us to be strong. But he knows that we all have weakness. Joshua needed to be encouraged. And Joshua 1:6, the word said, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. There shall not any man be able to stand before you. God for you is more than the whole world against you. All the days of your life, I was with Moses. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If I were with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. In other words, I won't let you down, Joshua. I won't disappoint you. I'll be with you, and I will bring you through any situation that is facing you. Because I'm God all by myself. I can do anything but fail you. I'm a non-failing God. Have not I commanded you, be strong. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wheresoever you go. Isn't it good to know that wherever we go, that God is with us? David said, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take wings and fly to the uttermost part of the earth, he is there. He is there all the time. He sees what you're going through. He knows what you're going through. But he will, in his appointed time, bring you through. He will give you strength for you are weak, build you up for you may be torn down. He will do all that and so much more. We can do anything apart. We can't do anything apart from God. God is all powerful. He is mighty, and he is strong. He is sovereign. God knows every weakness that we have. He wants to get the glory out of every one of them. When we are weak and going through, we have to call on God and look unto the hills for what's coming out of help. All our help come from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He won't let you down. He won't fail you. He won't disappoint you. Man might disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. You can trust him. Believe his word. Read his word. Receive his word. Obey his word. Live by his word. Preach his word. Pray his word. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember that it's all in the word. God bless.